Well, let's have a coffee then, guys.
Hot, cold?
Hot, please, matey.
Cold. It's quicker. Let's go, go, go.
Right,
let's have a look.
Got shit to do.
Hello and welcome to our creative commune with Pete, Laura, Liam and Bea. We'll be chatting all things photography, videography and just having a general catch-up over a coffee like we do most mornings.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Oh, it's nice to be back, isn't it?
It's been a few weeks off.
It's been a while.
Hope everyone had a good Easter.
Yeah, how was Scotland? You're away on holiday.
Yeah, you went on your road trip.
So much has happened.
It was so good, wasn't it?
It feels like we've been away from this pod for like a month.
The holiday felt like we'd been away for months, didn't it? You know, because every single day you're going somewhere new, seeing new things.
Yes.
It was great.
So tell everyone what you did.
We did the N500 around the Scottish coast, basically, from Inverness all the way up the top.
Is it 500 miles?
And, yeah.
I think it's like 520 miles. But it depends, like, you know, if you do like little detours here and there, I think it adds up to like probably at least like 700 miles.
Well, we ended in Applecross, didn't we? But then we went across to Skye for a couple of days.
Yeah. And I can highly recommend it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're doing it, start off on the east side because it's like it's
a bit more
it's
boring.
Not as inspiring. You kind of head up towards Wick and then John O'Groats and you're like, when's it gonna get good?
Yeah.
And then as you sort of curve around and you hit the west coast,
the scenery,
there was loads to do but there was nothing kind of like when you think of Scotland and the Highlands, you know, you've got those visions in your head, haven't you?
You like it rugged, don't you?
But when you start passing around, honestly, we were like lost for words. Like some of the scenery that we saw on the not just like the west coast, but as you're sort of like at the tip of Scotland, curving round, it was unbelievable and no one was there. It was Easter.
It was so quiet.
And it was quiet, no one there, this beautiful scenery, like honestly, like the most stunning scenery that I've ever seen anywhere in any country.
And not in any way touristy. That is quite special.
I mean, it's a long way, isn't it, from here?
It's a long way from everywhere.
It's so funny because I'm members of all these N500 groups and they're like, it's super busy. Easter is one of the busiest times.
There's no one there.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, like, where are all these people that...
I felt quite proud, you know, because obviously, like, we're British and, like, we were in Britain. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, like, you know what, I feel quite proud because this is kind of ours. I think the Scottish will have something to say about that. But is it, guys?
Do we have any Scottish roots? Can we get away with any of that?
If you're Scottish and you're listening, is it ours too? Because it kind of...
Can we have it?
I think we're allowed to visit. Let's leave it at that.
Okay, fine.
I know what you mean, though. It's like, you go to another country. Say you went to Iceland, you know, and you'd be like, this is so beautiful. Like, you know, we don't think of that in England, do we? But there are such amazing places that we just don't give any credit.
It was really mad though, because like you have these hubs that you're staying at along the way and you think to yourself, well, these are big hubs. Like there'll be loads of accommodation options and you get to them and it's like, well, this is a village. Mm. What? This is the only village within 50 miles.
Yeah.
I think it tops Iceland because like Iceland's beautiful, but it's quite kind of barren.
Yeah.
And like Scotland's got greenery to it. So it just felt like dramatic, but pretty and green and just absolutely amazing.
Weirdly,
when we did the loop, we went over to Skye afterwards because we thought might as well spend a couple of days in Skye.
Yeah.
I've been to Skye a couple of times and again,
and
it's beautiful.
Both of us were a bit underwhelmed after that. We were like, well, this is really busy. There's loads of people here.
Mm-hmm.
Like we could just, we've seen, it was beautiful, don't get me wrong, but we're like, we've kind of,
Come from the best bit.
Why was the world in Skye? No one was on the west coast of Scotland. Got to Skye, just coaches.
Everybody there.
Everyone's there. And think, why? Why are you here? Why not go?
Nobody knows about the place.
Like, just go an hour that way and there's no one there.
There's no one there and it's beautiful.
Yeah. So we need to build a wedding venue in the top.
And it's like these Scotland white sand beaches and the bluest sea that you've ever seen. It's
I think the Scots are now screaming at us thinking,
shush,
leave them on Skye.
Yeah, it was great anyway, wasn't it?
It was.
What else have you been doing? Because you've had a wedding since we got back, haven't you? You've just been to Spain.
Yeah.
Oh,
so.
You're looking at me like, have I?
Have we?
You've just been to Spain, yeah.
So I bobbed over to Spain to a venue called Cigarel de las Mercedes, which is in a city called Toledo, mm-hmm. which is about an hour from Madrid, and it was just absolutely stunning. Like, and it just it felt like really super speedy trip, because I literally flew over, shot the wedding, and then I flew back like at 3 a.m. the next day, because they only booked me for 6 hours, which is
unusual for a destination.
It is. Yeah, and also it was an Indian wedding as well, so
it kind of felt like
a sort of fleeting visit.
Yeah.
But apparently this venue was voted like the top venue in, like, I don't know, not in the world, but in Europe maybe, at a recent Destination Wedding Award. So it's kind of big time venue. But yeah, it was awesome. What sticks in my mind, I made a massive boo-boo, and people are going to start talking now, thinking that I am losing my marbles.
I know what you're going to say now, Pete. Tell me about this.
Well, the first struggle was actually trying to get to the hotel, because Sixt, like, I've been using the car hire company Sixt for years
now.
Yeah,
we always use them.
Yeah. And, like, they look after me. So whenever I go and get the car, they always give me, like, these free upgrades, because I'm, like, I've had, like, hundreds of cars with them.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, do you want this big, like, Peugeot, like, 4x4 thing? And I'm like, well, yeah, go on then. Yeah, have you seen them? Like, a big, like, 4x4 Peugeot mm-hmm. thing? I don't know what it's called. No. But it was
like a Range Rover type thing.
Yeah, like a Range Rover type thing. Oh, yeah. So I'm like, I'm cruising down to Toledo in this big 4x4 thinking, yeah, the sun is shining.
I've made it. This is gonna be great.
And then I get to this city, and it's like, it's on like a big hill, and it's one of these, like, you know, sort of medieval style cities with like walls. And So I'm like going through these little cobbled streets, and I'm dodging tourists.
In this huge car,
and I'm thinking,
This is a mistake.
Should
have got the Punto.
Yeah. And I never take out insurance as well, because I've got, like, my own insurance.
You've got insurance.
Yeah, but it's like,
you don't take out, I've the never used insurance.
It. And I don't know what the process would be of using it, because you've got to...
Did you just have the fear?
I had the fear, because I'm literally clearing some of these walls by like a matter of inches.
Oh, no.
So I finally get to the venue, to the hotel. I'm sweating, I'm tired, I'm thinking, oh my God. And then I went in and tried to check in, and like, what's your name? And so it's Mr. Crawley. He's like, well, there's no Mr. Crawley. There's no Mr. Crawley on the list. Like, there is. Yeah. So I got opened the booking.com app, and then as soon as I opened it, I noticed the date, and I'd booked it for 2025.
Oh no.
I think, how have I done this? And I'm like, I just stood there. I looked at him and went, oh, mate, I've really messed up. I've messed up. And he's like,
it's next year.
He says, don't worry, like, let's try and sort this out. It's like, have you got any rooms? And it was really busy. It was like, really touristy.
Yeah, it's like the Easter.
Yeah.
I can't believe they had any room.
But he said, we can sort this out, and don't worry, like, we're not going to charge you any extra. Like, when do you ever hear that sort of thing from a hotel?
Yeah.
So, man, it was so good. I just thought, because it's booking.com, I've lost my money.
Yeah.
I'm buggered here. So, yeah, he managed to sort me out. That was a big relief. And then organised parking for me in the garage, which is underneath this tiny little hotel. So I'm like, I'm like getting guided into this like dungeon in this 4x4. Managed to get it in okay, but trying to get the damn thing out at 3 o'clock in the morning after the wedding.
Oh, no.
It took about 20 minutes to get it out, and I scraped the side of the
Oh, no!
I scraped the side of the car on like a pillar. And I'm like, oh no.
Did you tell him at six?
No, I didn't tell him.
I think it was pretty noticeable.
It was in the middle of the night, though. It was in the middle of the night. Sometimes it's just a drop, isn't it?
I dropped it off, and then I got an email through saying, you know, damage has been noticed on the vehicle, and they'd highlighted it. But in the notes, in the remarks, it says, no issues to report. So I'm thinking that maybe Sixt do love me, and like, oh,
so you're waiting,
you know,
to hear, basically.
I'm waiting to hear.
You're going to get like a £500 bill.
Well, I don't know, because the way Sixt do it is you only have to put down £300 security. So
maybe they'll just
take
that.
They might just take a bit out of that, yeah.
But oh, no.
But yeah. I'm not losing my marbles, though.
You are losing your marbles. I was like, Liam, this is like a catalogue of errors this year.
Every single time I book a hotel or a holiday or something, I'm like, really, like, paranoid I'm going to do that.
Yeah,
I feel like people do that all the time. Mm.
Yeah, but the insurance is it's a fucking scam. I think the insurance that they try to sell you is extortionate. And so if you are listening, you can take out...
Well, like, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah,
with
maybe
the,
don't.
We'll see how it goes. Yeah. I mean, I've never used it, but the process of this insurance you can get...
Getting you separate.
It's basically, if you if you damage the car, then obviously you have to pay the hire car company. Mm. And then you can then go through the claim process with whoever you use. I think it's Questar that I use, and it's like 50 quid for the year or something.
Yeah.
But I've never used it, so
we'll see. I'm excited.
Yeah. So the wedding was lovely. Like I said, short and sweet. And bloody boiling. It was like, it was 26, 27 degrees, but it felt absolutely roasting.
Wow. Because
we've had no good weather, have we? So
it felt so cold.
Oh, it just hasn't stopped raining here.
Yeah. It's still winter, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
It's 7 degrees outside.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
So destination wedding number 2 of the year.
Yeah,
I think
cool.
Our 12th wedding of the year.
Which is mad, isn't it?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
God. We've had such a quiet Easter, and normally our Easters are busy. We normally have 2 or 3, don't we, every Easter?
Yeah.
It's been cool.
We've booked potentially 2 weddings the last 2 weeks.
But it's been nice actually have Easter off, hasn't it? I feel like we've had a good rest before things actually kick off, like next week, don't they?
Yeah.
We keep on having people say that they're booking us and then...
And they don't.
We've got one like that.
Yeah, just fill the form in.
Yeah.
It's
unusual. I've never had anything like it before where people are like, we'd really like to go ahead.
Do you hold the date or what? Are people busy? What's happening?
Well, we booked one last night.
And then
night
they're like, can we have a Zoom?
Yeah.
Like, what?
You said you wanted to book me. Said, fill this in.
Okay. And then on the Zoom, it's like, okay, we'll get back to you. Well, but you've already said they wanted to.
It is definitely a theme. Well, people are researching, aren't they? And they're speaking to multiple photographers.
I know, but don't say they want to book you if they don't. That's weird, isn't it?
Well, I gave one of them a nudge last night. I know it was on a weekend, but I thought, fuck it. Like, I think it's important now to give people little pokes because there is a lot of this sort of stuff going on where, you know, you get like contact from a couple who like seems super keen and it feels like it's in the bag. You might even Zoom with them and then it's kind of tumbleweed, isn't it? But and I don't know what's happened to kind of, I don't know, people just don't seem very proactive with their wedding.
Because there's so much choice.
There's so much choice, yeah.
You know, why do they need to be?
If you're suddenly booked... Who cares? There's another 9 people.
Yeah. Well, I gave one a poke last night and then straight away they booked, so...
Oh, that's good.
Poke people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I sent the booking form to someone yesterday and they haven't booked yet, so that's... I was counting as that.
Unacceptable. You need to get on with it.
Well, their wedding's in like 3 weeks? 3-4 weeks?
Yeah, it's like a late last minute thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's been going on in the industry this week? Or in the past few weeks. Can we talk about the venue?
Yeah, there was a venue that was brought up.
We had a lot of messages about this saying, oh my God, is this going to be on the podcast?
Yeah, this particular venue, I've had a run-in with the person who runs this particular venue and it wasn't a very pleasant experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think lots of people have had unsavoury experiences with this particular individual who runs this, it's quite... exclusive, very well known venue.
Nice venue, yeah.
For those people that don't live in the north and haven't been to this venue, it's one that's pretty local to us guys. We've all worked there loads of times. They have, I don't know if they've got new marketing people or what, but they basically have sent out this email saying, we're redoing our recommended list. We'd love to have you on it. It will be 20% of, is that right?
20% plus VAT,
20%
wasn't it?
20% plus VAT of any wedding you book here, which is a lot.
We all know that venues have recommended lists and that there is a fee occasionally for them. But
this has come up multiple times.
Yeah.
I remember another venue and everybody was like up in arms about it. And I think they took it back in the end,
didn't they? But I think they were going to charge people for using people that weren't on the recommended list.
Yes. So that is worse.
But that is a real ballsy figure.
Yeah. So I think, you know, if someone booked us for a wedding there for video, just me, it would cost us £960
mental.
We'd be handing over to them.
Yeah. For what? So that's the question for me. Like, what are they doing that I owe them a grand? Like, they're shoving me on a list with probably whoever else will pay them. There's probably like 10 other people
at least
on there.
It depends, doesn't it? How many people are on that list? Because, I mean, that is a lot of money. But if you know
if there's
that
two people on the list, maybe it's worth it. But if there's 10 people on the
absolutely
list,
absolutely not.
You know, how is that worth it?
It's just
and then also any wedding that we'd book that they like they hadn't, it's not through that. Maybe someone just found us on Instagram, I happens to be getting married there, books us,
yeah,
they're then taking a grand off me.
Of course.
Yeah. Because they'll be like, well, you're on our brochure, so it's through us, so you owe us this money. I just think it's mad.
It is. You can't call it a recommended list either, no, because they're not recommending just, yeah, based on quality.
No, it's a kickback list, isn't it?
It's a kickback list.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this exact venue did the same thing, but it was 10%. And this is like 10 years ago. I remember them phoning us and being like, do you want to be on our recommended list?
Oh, they phoned up saying like, we want, you know, can we use your pictures?
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, of course.
For our brochure.
And they were like, oh, we'll only use the pictures if we can put you on our recommended list.
And it's 10% commission. And we're like, I'm sure it was 10% then. Yeah, we were like, no. And our answer was, and still would be to this day, we only like people to recommend us if they actually recommend us,
yeah,
rather than we paid like, them, because that doesn't seem like morally right.
No.
And that a lot, we have our prices on our website, so we can't do this. But, I mean, everyone else
increase the price just
is going to put the price up for those people getting married at this venue by 20% plus whatever that. So, yeah, like 20-30% they're going to add
on. That's so wrong. These are such expensive places already. For the couple to just be, it just, it's so scraping a barrel for me of but like, why are you trying to milk everyone?
It just screams of ego as well, doesn't it? It screams of like, we are this a beautiful venue and like you are just mere mortals to us. You know, if you want to shoot in our venue, you're going to have to pay.
Well, that's what your run-ins have been like with them, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
just like you little people, get out of my house.
Yeah, yeah.
This venue, like I know, because I know someone that got married there. And so do you as well.
Yeah, I do too.
Right. And they had to pay an extra charge to have a key for their room.
That's mental.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
No.
You know?
And your friend, they had something stolen from their room because they
because they couldn't lock the doors.
That's really horrible.
Mm.
Mm. I'd hate that.
Imagine if you're staying in a hotel. It's probably like £500 for a room to stay overnight.
It will be at least.
Also, the danger of some drunk person just walking into your room.
That's horrible.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'd be like wedging up antique chairs behind the door.
Don't touch any furniture.
Do not move furniture, Nora.
I think it's creepy, though.
It's creepy.
It is creepy.
Yeah.
Just like anyone can walk into it. Like, you wouldn't sleep, would you, Laura?
That really bothers me a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the venue owner, the venue owner walks around the venue of an evening during the dancing. And I've heard people say, like,
he joins past, in
like,
and stuff.
Who's this person who's walking around stroking
like
the black cat?
He owns the joint.
You know, just like, just in the background, stroking the black cat, thinking, who's this weirdo at our wedding?
Yeah. Well, it's his house, isn't it? And he's just walking around his lounge,
asserting
basically.
Asserting his dominance. Mm.
There's so much going on with venues, though, at the moment, because you'd seen something else, hadn't you, about, was it, like, intellectual rights to photos?
Oh, yeah. Something popped up, didn't it, on Facebook. Someone had received an email from a venue saying, you're due to photograph at our venue soon. Can you please sign this contract, which basically gives us intellectual property of any photographs that you take on our land.
Where did they get off, these people?
That is outrageous.
Do they have a point? I think it's totally, totally wrong, but at the same time, I was like,
and I do have a point, because like copyright is copyright. The laws of copyright are quite clear.
You know, like, it's their property. They've put the time, energy, effort into, I don't know, styling, building,
you know what,
whatever.
Though? I'm not. I don't care about their property. I'm also being hired. If it was my wedding, then they get to charge me to stand on their lawn.
Well, yeah.
But I don't give a shit about their lawn.
I think it's a totally dodgy way of doing things, because, like, marketing. How are people going to see
venue? It's just being run the wrong way. Everyone needs to be keeping photographers and videographers on their side. And we would happily give them stuff to market themselves. But if they put it in a contract, I own your pictures, they can go and fuck themselves. You know, like, it makes you not want to give them to them.
It's like the florist saying,
you can have whatever you want unless you demand it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a bit of a symptom of the industry at the moment that venues are kind of losing their shit and doing weird things? Do you think they're struggling?
They're making a bit less money. Well, we have heard
venues are struggling.
Yeah, but do you think maybe all of this, because there is there is so much odd shit going on at the moment, where it's like,
But the venue, this venue in question, it's going back to the commission. It's very simple, really. If someone could explain to them, look, if you're using this method in the long term, your marketing's going to suffer because the people who are on that list are not there because they want to be there. They're there because they're maybe struggling themselves.
Yeah,
you know. And are you going to attract like some of the top names in the UK to shoot at your venue and to provide you with photographs if you're taking this method? You know, are you going to be receiving like high quality imagery?
That's not to say that the people that are struggling are shit.
No, it's not.
They might just have had a bad year and not done any marketing.
But generally, you know, you're going to get much better quality imagery.
They're going to get more variety.
For your website, for your social media.
If everyone that gets married there books out of these same five people that have paid to be on this list, then their marketing is going to get really samey, isn't it?
Very
homogenised. It's not good for them, but it's easy for us to see that. Maybe they just see an opportunity to make a bit of money.
Yeah.
And they maybe do that with every... Maybe for a florist, maybe for a caterer, it makes sense.
It
doesn't.
But if they're doing it across the board with every single... But maybe they're just
sweeping
God.
It across. Yeah. But yeah... Maybe, yeah, caterer-wise, that's how it works. Maybe they do that at every venue, I don't know.
Well, I seem to remember they used to only have, like, a select number of caterers you can pick from.
Yeah, like, and most venues have, like, two or three, don't they, that you can pick from.
How does it work with wedding planners? Do they add on or do they charge the...
Is it that kind of
wedding planner vibe?
We work with some, don't we, who want commission from us, but then they ask us to add it on to the package, which is always wrong, but that's just how it works, I guess, isn't it? Sometimes.
Well, maybe they're just using that kind of template, thinking, you know what? Wedding planners do it, so why don't we?
Yeah.
Like, we're recommending people to our clients. Maybe they just think they're offering a service, and because they're offering a service, that they should have a massive kickback on it.
It's just like, why am I giving you a grand? I just can't.
It's just massive ego. That's all it is. It's like, we're more special than any other venue. That's how they kind of perceive themselves.
And it makes you think, you know, like, makes me angry and defensive and just like, why do I want to go there? Like, no. Yeah. I just think, if I spent £1,000 on something...
Marketing.
Good. Yeah. Like, that would be so good.
Would it be that?
Imagine spending a grand on Google. That is worth so much more.
I reckon if you spend a grand on Google, you'd book at least three weddings.
I think so, yeah.
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 And I don't want to go to the same venue over and over. So that's like another element of that. If you're someone that wants to work at one venue and it's near you and it's that vibe, then that's fine. But I don't really want to go there anyway.
No, I don't want to go there. We've got no weddings there this year and I don't really want to shoot there ever again, do you?
No.
I'm done with that venue.
You probably won't.
You'll be back.
You're banned anyway.
Well, I am apparently banned, yeah.
What was the thing that you'd seen earlier this week about...
Oh, it was someone saying
people not sharing photos.
Yeah, they were asking if anyone has noticed an increase in people wanting to keep their images private. Whether this is a thing now, you know?
We did have a wedding.
People seeing it and that kind of thing.
We had a wedding last year that we really liked and we wanted to put it on our website. And the couple were like, you can use like the one you put on Instagram.
Yeah.
But you know, like the other films are just a bit too personal.
Yeah.
And I didn't, you know, I've watched the films, didn't see anything that was revealingly personal about them. But yeah, I mean, it's people's rights, isn't it?
A film is quite intimate, though.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And real.
A video is different to photos.
Your boss Googled you and that came up near the top. It was like your LinkedIn and then your wedding. Mm. Like, maybe that is weird.
Yeah.
I can understand some couples wanting to keep, you know, a selection of their photographs private. I do get that because you know, particularly things during bridal prep and that sort of thing, children. But when it's like the entire set, I mean, I don't really understand that in general because just kind of feels a little bit unfair that, you know, you managed to kind of scour our websites and look at wedding photographs
true,
and all
that's
sorts
how
of weddings.
That's
how you booked us, and yet you want to keep your entire set.
I mean, sometimes there's genuine reasons for it, isn't there?
Sometimes there is, yeah.
And I think some people, like this day and age with social media, they're either all in or they're all out. And
that's
they're like,
it.
I'm not on Instagram. I'm not on Facebook.
Which is fair enough if you're not. But if you are on Instagram and you're like, no, please don't share my photos, you know when you kind of think...
You are a bit like, why? Is that, I just want to know why. Like, what is it about it?
Yeah.
But no, we've not noticed.
No, we've got one.
So far this year.
We had like one last year. We've got one this year as well. So it's there. I haven't noticed an increase in it, but it's always kind of been there to... a certain level.
Exactly. It just depends on the person. Like, we do an annual Christmassy shoot with a family, and she's a GP, and she's like, I don't want any of my, I want to call them clients,
patients.
Don't want any patients
to
seeing my home or family or
it's fair
husband
enough, isn't
or,
it?
It's weird. Yeah.
It'd be too easy for, like, a nutter to stalk you.
Well, I think all GPs, like, must have
a bit of privacy,
you know,
don't
the
you?
Odd person that you know they see
well,
and they're a bit like, oh, like I'm sure they're fine, but I mean,
might be a stalker, you never
might
know,
be. Yeah,
yeah. And but I think I was gonna say it makes a difference the fact that we know that about them in advance, we go into it knowing that we won't share it. I think the worst thing is when you do a wedding, you've made the final product, you're dead proud of
afterwards.
It, you can't wait to share it,
yeah,
you put it up, and then they're like, can you take it down? That's why did I even bother? You know,
well, like a lot of people that like will like do a discount for something that sounds amazing because they're like, oh my god, think of all the marketing you can,
and then
you
can't share it.
And then you're allowed to share it.
Happened to me like years ago when I did that wedding in Hong Kong, and like I was desperate to go and do this wedding, so I did it like cheaply
in Hong
years
Kong,
ago.
And you can't even share anyone.
She was a celebrity as well. I didn't know this, but like got to Hong Kong, and as soon as I got to Hong Kong, the groom's like, Liam, I didn't tell you, but she's a celebrity. You know, there's going to be paparazzi there. We don't want any photographs sharing. I'm like stood there like with a smile on my face. Oh,
literally just got off the plane.
I came here for cheap, dude.
Oh, no.
And she's a celebrity. Could have afforded it as well.
Sometimes
they know what they're doing, and that's
they
the
do.
Worst, isn't it?
Yes, agreed.
When they're like, oh, we didn't see any of this type of wedding in your portfolio, so maybe you could do a, you know, us a bit of a discount and maybe you'll get some more.
Yeah.
Don't share it. What?
Yeah.
It's annoying though, isn't it, when you can't share it?
It is. It does suck.
This is going totally off.
Go for it.
Talking about stalking, have you watched Baby Reindeer on Netflix?
No.
It's so
good. Is that
good.
What it's about?
It's about stalking. It's based on a true story. It's so good. You watched a bit of it
last night.
I
was watching it a bit last night, yeah. It does seem good. Which episode are you on?
I don't know.
Can we start again?
No. You're never here, so I have to watch things without you.
Else
I'd never watch anything.
I did that the other day with that. What is it?
Scoop.
Yeah. We were going to watch it together, weren't we? And then you just never here, so I watched it. It was good.
About
the Prince Andrew thing.
I started watching Fallout last night.
We just live in separate lives, don't
we?
Oh, well.
Well, we've got this three-body problem at the moment, which I'm loving.
You still need to finish that, don't you?
Yeah, I think we're on to episode 7.
Yeah.
No, maybe we've got the last episode to go.
Oh, 8.
Yeah.
I think it's 8, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm just in awe of
good
it.
Series.
It's like when the boat was cut to shreds with the fucking
nanovirus.
It was like,
spoilers!
Spoiler! Yeah, that was really cool.
Like, wow, yeah, I can see the Game of Thrones thing. You know, it's,
people
are
saying
it
was that was
sick,
the best episode,
it?
I think.
People are sick.
Sick around. No, but people love a bit of drama, don't they? You know, it all comes to a head, doesn't it?
Yeah. It is really good.
It is good,
Have you watched The Regime with Kate Winslet in? It's on Sky. It's by the same people that did, or like the minds behind Succession. It's kind of like a weird parody on what you would think would be Russia, but it's not. It's some kind of European country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mad. It's mad as fuck. I don't know whether I like it or not, but I've watched all of it.
It's just weird. I love it. I watched it all, but I don't know if
it
was good.
I don't know whether I liked it.
I still haven't feel about Succession so far.
Yeah, I'm making Pete watch Succession. We're like, what, 7, 8 episodes in?
Yeah. It's a slog, I'm not going to lie. Like, I hate all the people in it. I think they're all tools. I'll keep going. Everyone loves it, don't they? So
I have no idea what you're talking about. No idea.
Liam needs to watch Succession too.
I'm never here.
You're never here.
True, you are never here.
Where are you going next? What's the...
So I have a wedding on Saturday at the Abbeywood Estate.
Oh, that's nice and local.
So nice and local.
And then you've got a wedding together.
And then we go to London. Like where are we going, Peter?
It feels like a week.
Dorset, is it?
Yeah, Dorset. You're going to London as well.
I've got to... Well, they've booked me for an extra day, so I'm doing the Haldy. The Haldy, yeah. Mm-hmm. In Crawley. Yeah. Never been to Crawley. Quite excited.
Yeah.
Crawley and Crawley.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's 3 days. Is it? It's 2 days.
2 days.
Isn't it? 2 days. Yeah. At some very posh country manor in Dorset.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Indian wedding.
Yeah.
But only 50 people, so should be manageable.
Unusual for an Indian wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'll be good.
There was something on Facebook this week about how everyone's doing and. Like how we're finding it now that we're pretty much quarter of the way through the year.
Has the tune changed?
A lot of people are still struggling to get bookings.
Yeah.
And like just chatting about like marketing plans and like how, what our marketing strategy is going to be, like what's working, what's not.
Yeah.
That they were saying that like wedding fairs are dead.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram's a twat. Instagram is a twat.
It is a twat.
I'm sure I screenshot something the other day that was saying that people have been getting phone calls from Meta.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can find it, because it was really interesting. I was like, oh.
Well, while you're looking, Instagram, like, I try to keep on top of that, so I'll post most days. We'll do reels, stories.
We
grow, our engagement grows, but still inquiries are quite slim.
I found it. Yeah. So it says, so I got that famous Meta call yesterday. If you haven't already seen the advice, I'll lay it out. Number one, post 3 to 5 times a week. Prioritize reels with trending audio. Consistency is key. Number two, use 3 to 8 hashtags, some broad, some more niche down. Three, this is the mad one, use threads. Just post, repost, share, ask questions. Threads are being pushed to Insta feeds.
No.
Most people who go to a Threads profile and don't know who you are will click the Insta icon.
No.
Nothing groundbreaking, but good to know.
Oh, it's just another thing to do. Oh,
just fuck off, Meta.
Like, do we work for them? That's how it feels, isn't it? Like, do all these things.
Unless you do unless you promote Threads, which is shit, we won't show anyone your Instagram. Like, oh...
It's just bullshit. And like, what is it? 3 to 5 hashtags?
3 to 8.
That's what they recommend?
3 to 8.
Oh, fuck off, Meta. Because I'm seeing people using 30 hashtags consistently for many, many years, and they book most of their weddings from Instagram. So that's bullshit, isn't it?
Well, it's just things change, isn't it? Like, Google's changed. SEO is being a total dick at the moment, isn't it?
Google is being an absolute twat at the moment, too.
What are we supposed to do?
Everything's just... You know what? We are in Mercury retrograde. So... maybe.
Oh, it's all that. That's science.
What?
Maybe we go old school and all our weddings are only word of mouth and we do not exist on the internet. Huh?
But
delete
people,
our websites.
No, because people don't see each other anymore in real life, do they?
True.
But we could do leaflets.
Do you remember back in the day you would have endless like chains of friends and family of friends?
Where are they?
And just like... Yeah, but like, I don't think people do that anymore.
I think people, what
photographer did you use? And like, or they don't even ask. They just want to have their own choice. They don't want to use the same person that someone else used.
Probably.
Yeah,
it's probably true.
Yeah, I mean, what's going on with TikTok as well? Because apparently that's like big time now as well. You know, we've talked about it in the past, but I'm seeing more and more people talking about it, more and more people doing like exceptionally well from it.
Uh-huh.
Is it going to be, is Instagram going to
die?
Start lurking in the shadows and like this rise of TikTok? You know, I do feel like that is going to, it's in the post for us all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
TikTok's been rising for God knows how long, hasn't it?
It has. I've spoken to people at weddings who don't use Google anymore, like younger people at weddings in like early 20s. They don't use Google.
No,
they just find all their products
on
TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
It's bonkers.
Yeah. I think the key is just to have a finger in all the pies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like,
and then you can see for yourself what works for you.
Just not like fully commit to everything.
Some people do amazingly on Instagram. Mm. Maybe it's their style or what, we don't know what it is, but some people will get bookings from Instagram and then other people will book nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and it'll be the same with every platform. So maybe it's just finding which one is the best for you.
Yeah. Like you're saying, fingers in all pies.
That's it. Like for us,
don't
a wedding fair wouldn't work.
Just a little bit.
For other people, wedding fairs will 100% work.
You missed that.
Sorry, Lee, what are you talking about?
You missed
about?
It. I think you should both listen back to the
don't
pie.
Bang the fingers in.
Well, yeah, like, fingers in all pies, but don't ram the finger in. Don't go, you know, all in with the finger. Yeah. Just a little bit.
Just a tip.
Yeah. Okay, good. You know what I mean? So glad we can share this knowledge.
Does that make sense, though?
It's good stuff. Yeah, it made perfect sense.
You know, you're not all in with one thing.
Just tickle many.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Good advice.
Speaking of fingers in pies, we've got another finger in another pie.
Oh, God.
It's Pinterest. So I paid this mega, like, Pinterest genius in America to audit our Pinterest and send us a report. Wow. And she sent us this, like, 5-page... in-depth report with like a plan. She's gone into it as well and like optimized it and given us this action plan to make Pinterest work for inquiries.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's something that
you've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't mind Pinterest. Yeah. Not TikTok though. I don't think I'll ever be a TikTok user.
Are you sure? I can see you on TikTok. You've been lots of stories on Instagram. It's just the same, isn't it?
Point of view stuff could work really well on TikTok.
Well, I've put a few of those point of view videos on TikTok.
Just put it on everywhere.
Expecting, like, because I've shown my face and I'm talking, that's what TikTok like, isn't it?
And then no one cared.
Yeah,
but maybe it's like you need to do it, like, everything, like, do it on the reg and then build
that's
it up.
Consistency. Yeah. Consistency is key.
You can't expect instant results on anything, can you?
No.
No, I do like instant results.
Yeah,
you know, and
we all
just
do.
Thought, you know, because I've been posting regularly to TikTok anyway, and I thought, why, if I show my face all of a sudden, it's going to be like, okay, I can see your face, Liam. There you go, here's an inquiry.
Speaking of showing our faces, I propose that our 100th episode... we film it.
Oh.
What do you think?
Right. Okay.
How many are we on?
Don't know.
What's this?
90, I think.
Don't know. We're getting there, though. Yeah. And I just think 100th episode should be.
Yeah. Like this, but like a revolving camera that sort of circles us.
Maybe our 100th episode should be like a live one where we just invite a load of people.
That is dangerous.
A live one.
That's absolutely fine, but we won't be able to record it.
And then
it.
You get to hear all the bits that we cut out.
They're like, oh, I don't think we can say that.
There's a lot of that, isn't there?
No, everything gets recorded. You can't do that.
Yeah, go on.
No, let's you think it's live, but then someone can just record it.
We'll go and get pissed first and let's do it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No.
Should we move on to our highs and lows?
Highs and lows.
Hi. Sorry to rub it in. It was so good to feel some beautiful Spanish sunshine.
Hate you.
It was delightful.
No, I'm dead to
me. I was sat on this roof terrace having a cocktail overlooking the beautiful medieval city of Toledo.
That's why you scrape the side of your car, innit?
Sunstroke, hungover.
Yeah, what's your low of the week, Liam?
I'm still really bummed that our SEO has not had a massive dip, but it's not recovered to where it was. And it's because this new core update, and I've spoken about this before, and I've had people messaging me about it. I'm like, oh God, Liam, thanks so much for mentioning what you did on the pod, because we were confused about our SEO as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still rolling out this massive core update, which is like a core update, isn't just like a simple update. It's huge. And so it was supposed to finish on the 1st of April. It's still happening now. So it's very much all over the place, rankings all over the place. We rely heavily on our SEO, and it's... that's a concern to me. So I'm hoping that'll end soon and we'll be back to the top of Google. But at the moment, it's a bit of a worry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Page 2 is not where you belong, is it?
Page 2 is no good.
No.
No. So that is I know it sounds like a daft low, but it is a low to me, you know?
It's a low, yeah.
I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm checking my phone. Have you finished? Yeah, have you just fucking core update finished?
Oh my God.
A little tranquilizer.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Well, my high was the NC500. Loved every minute of it.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. Yeah. Really, really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah, that should have been my high too, yeah.
And my low is that I slipped over on a rock.
Oh, God.
On a beach on the Isle of Skye.
She did.
And I think I might have broken my hand. It hurts so much still. Like, what was that?
That's a while ago.
Over a week ago.
Yeah.
Could just be muscular, though.
That's it. Could just be a sprain, couldn't it? They take a while, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, like, just... around here.
You've angered it.
Oh, no.
I didn't see your hand go out. It looked... Sorry to say, it looked comical.
Thanks for the support.
It was hilarious.
A grown woman falling over. Already. It just is funny.
So, because I suffer from visual vertigo, it was a stony beach with all different coloured stones.
Oh, no.
So already I was like a magic eye. This isn't good. I feel really sick and nauseous. And then I got to a big rock. I was like, thank God, the safety of a big rock. Stood on it and just went...
Oh,
it was super, super slippy. I hit my head. Hit my hip, had a big bruise on my hip.
No.
And I'd put my hand out underneath to...
But you didn't put your... You didn't...
You didn't
see. You know when you fall over, your hands are flailing, aren't they, to protect yourself? B didn't put a hand out.
No, I did, but I had my big duvet coat
and went down
on.
Like a... No, it's like a wedgie pole. Just went... And that's why I thought it was comical, because it just looked like...
Are you doing that thing where you're supposed to relax as you fall?
That's great.
No.
Drop and roll.
Yeah.
Anyway,
oh, bless you.
My hand hurts.
Was that on the dinosaur beach? Oh, that was on the beach that I took us to, and it took like an hour and a half to get there. And I had these visions of it being like this awesome beach because I've done a photo shoot there before when we got there. It didn't really deliver, did it?
No.
Yeah, we were in there for like half an hour. It was raining. No. And we were like, oh, fucking hell, we just wasted 3 hours of our day. Like driving there and then driving back into the middle of Skye. And then you slipped and smashed your face in.
Not the greatest day.
No.
Oh, well. No. Can't win them all.
Yeah.
My low was going to be Albert being away for a week.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be more fun than it was.
Oh.
I really hated it, you know. And it was fine. Like, we got on with it. I don't think either of us cried, but we were both had an inner sadness.
Yeah, we were both really sad, weren't we? Yeah.
Something significant gone.
It was just a bit weird and depressing. Yeah. And
well,
like,
I think because, like, he left us, didn't he? Like, he
I
went away
like
on
it
holiday, and we were, like,
what
left at home.
What are we going to do when they go to university?
This is what I thought. This is what I was thinking about all week. Because I always thought, like, before we had Albert, we had many discussions where we were like, should we have a baby or not bother? I can imagine our life never having kids. You know, we weren't, like, baby fevery. We could totally have planned our life without having kids, and we were really happy. And it was like, no, it'll be fine. Like, if it's just me and you, like, we'll be all good.
Yeah.
And I really thought when we had Albert, we wouldn't be those parents, you know, that are, like, distraught when he goes to uni or, like, gets his own life.
As if
now,
that was ever going to happen.
Now I'm like, I will be bereft and miserable.
We were always going to be.
It's awful. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Like, I hate it. I'm obsessed with him. I'm a loser. It's annoying.
But at least you could lie in till 11 o'clock.
Yeah, this is what happened, though. We descended. It was literally day two. I was up till 2 o'clock in the morning. I was getting up at 11.
Yeah.
Like, of course.
Just depressed and, like, you know.
I mean,
lying.
We weren't depressed. It was fine.
It was just, like I say, like a background bummer, you know. Yeah. Just like, where's my baby?
And I think we were thinking, like, you know, we'll be able to, like, maybe go away to the lake for, you know, some walks or something, and just the weather was hideous.
It was so bad, yeah.
We were just, like, inside the house.
Yeah.
Just like...
I got so much work done. I mean, it was a very productive week.
Yeah.
But aside from that, so my high has got to be getting Albert back, just being back to normal,
and
you know?
You went to the airport, didn't you, at 7 o'clock?
Surprised him, yeah. Aww. I had to have a disco nap that day because I was like, I cannot be at the airport at 1 a.m, I'll die. Yeah, so we surprised him at the airport, and it was just... to like have him back and just like, have you always been this tall? Like, he looks so different, you know?
Yeah, a little giant beanpole.
Yeah.
And he had a good time?
He had such a good time.
Yeah.
And like,
did he
how
miss
magical.
You guys?
He did miss us, but he was like, you know, he was having fun. That's the thing. It's different if you're the one that goes away.
He's in the pool.
Like, he's having an adventure. I just think, like, how magical. He's made some really magical memories with his grandma and granddad. Like, they truly bond. You know, like, it's different, isn't it, them seeing him, like, for an afternoon or them taking him out for the day versus, like, them being with him 24/7 for a week and, like, you know, sharing a room and all of that. And they loved it, so I'm, like, happy he went, but...
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, he's not going again.
That's just with you guys, yeah.
You can do it once a year, but I need to also go to like Ibiza or something while he's doing that. I think that's the key. Anyway, Pete, what's your high and low? Have you got one?
Low's got to be the same. Yeah, Albert being away for a whole week. High, Is
it your new phone? We've got new phones, haven't we?
We've got new phones, haven't we? Yeah, because I was on my iPhone 11 and started playing up the other day.
You've been whinging about your phone for a long while.
And then it just tried to break me, just like refusing to do anything. And like you'd open the maps and it should be like, no, you can't do anything quite yet. Keep waiting. And I'm like, I need to put the directions in. I need to get where I'm going.
Yeah, it is very annoying when your phone doesn't work well.
Yeah. But then once I'd ordered this new phone, like my old phone was just like, I'm fine now, I'm fine. like, God damn
it. Yeah, that's just how it works, isn't it? So you two have got matching phones now, haven't you?
Yeah.
Are they exactly the same?
Yeah.
And like, I went from an iPhone mini and I've gone to this Pro Max.
Does it seem enormous?
I can't hold it with one hand yet. I'm like, how do you hold this beastie phone? So I'm still trying to get used to the
Surely
size of it.
Surely you're used to something of this size.
Can you not get your hand around it? Is that what you're saying?
Well, look at this. The shape of it is like, yeah.
I'm just the shape think of it is different, yeah.
I'm trying to get a clever comeback to Bea's comment.
Just don't
it's
bother.
Too slippery.
Just roll your eyes at her.
It's a slippery member, this one. Yeah, and it, you know, keeps on slipping out of my hand.
Oh, dear.
So
I've really missed the pod, guys.
Oh.
It's good to be back. Shall we go? This is the last day of the Easter holidays, isn't it?
It is.
You've got a play date happening. Pete's got table tennis, obviously.
So go, go, go.
Yeah.
I had aspirations for a boozy afternoon.
Are we going to the brewery like after it all? When's this play date end?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember what my
go
high
get
was.
A burger.
Booking a wedding in Lake Como.
Nice.
Boom.
Lake Como, eh?
Yeah. Never done a wedding at Lake Como, and it sounds so posh, doesn't it?
Very posh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks beautiful, and it was a recommendation from Joss. Lovely Joss.
Yes. Thank you, Joss.
We love you. Yeah. Send us more.
All the best.
Over and out.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.